Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children 18 plus, you are tuned in to the Loan Officer Podcast with me, Dustin Owen, and my main man,
JC,
John Coleman.
Yo, what's poppin'?
T-minus 4 days until you and I hop in an airplane and fly to Vegas.
Yeah, but it's not direct.
It's all right. It's still on Delta.
Yeah, that is true.
It is still on Delta.
One day we'll get Emirates, but yeah, Delta for now.
Yeah. No, I'm super stoked. You and I were just at the NAMBA conference last night.
Shout out NAMBA.
Yeah, shout out National Association of Minority Mortgage Bankers of America. If you don't follow them, you should.
You should.
You should. This was a phenomenal event. I met people from Houston, mm-hmm. from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joy from North Carolina for coming up, saying hi.
Yeah.
She and I were listening to our friend Renee Rodriguez speak and his friend Neil DeGraw speak.
Shout out Neil.
I think it's Dingra. I always say Dingra. DeGraw. Yeah, it's Dingra, and I always say DeGraw. It's Neil Dingra. They're teaching realtors and real estate professionals, realtors and lenders, how they can properly utilize Facebook and social and Instagram, more particular Reels, to become educators, to grow a following, and eventually potentially be introduced to clients.
So word.
Pretty cool. I'm hoping when you and I are in Vegas, that we can get Neil to do an episode with us.
There you go.
That would be the goal.
Yeah.
So today's episode is going to be inspired by conversations that we were having last night at the NAMBA event. This is why I love going to events, is because it sparks curiosity, and the networking creates conversations, and those conversations end up leading to great content.
Yeah.
Whether it's a content for an audience of three, because it was you, me, and Teresa talking about it, or it's you and I sharing it on this podcast format and pushing it out to tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day, hundreds of thousands.
Millions.
Yes. It would become millions once our audience loves us so much, John, that they find our content so compelling that they share it.
Yeah.
So this is our ask. Please like, comment, share, whether you're watching us on YouTube or you're listening on Spotify or you're listening on Apple Podcasts or really anywhere that you find podcasts. Please, if you like what we're doing, let other people know about us. If you love our content, we have even more on our website. The website is theloanofficerpodcast.com or TLOPonline.com. TLOP is T-L-O-P. It stands for
The Loan Officer Podcast.
So TLOPonline.com. Check out that website. Loaded. I mean, chock full of content.
Chock full of content.
Yep, and we're just getting started.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just getting started. So conversations that we were having at NAMBA yesterday revolved around generational wealth, right? What can we be doing for ourselves to generate generational wealth, as well as what can we be doing for our clients to teach and promote the right behaviors that lead to generational wealth? And you may be wondering, John, what is generational
wealth?
What
is generational wealth?
Do you know what generational wealth is?
When your parents give you a boatload of money.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
It is accumulating so much wealth over a lifetime that when you leave, there is a legacy behind you. Now, you could leave it all to your children.
Yeah.
Or you could leave it to a non-for-profit.
Right.
For you, you want to leave it to a zoo.
I might just.
And probably a botanical gardens, knowing you, like half your money is going to go to a botanical garden, and half your money is going to go to some kind of
zoo. A third will go to a turtle farm, and the rest I'll bury it myself like a pirate. It's going to go with me, like King Ramses.
Okay. Hey, you do you, homie. You do you.
All right.
But what I want to discuss are, what are some common either mistakes if you don't do them or attributes if you do them?
Right.
What are some commonalities? People who actually achieve generational wealth, how do they do it? Because it can be done by anybody. I'm talking school bus driver, marriage electrician.
Right.
They can generate generational wealth,
right?
It doesn't have to be some kind of secret sauce, secret formula, or like lightning in a bottle. No, these are common traits. If you just do this or just do these things, you're going to have generational wealth. So let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
All right. Any particular place you want to start, you want me just to go, and then you'll pipe in with your questions.
No, I just want you to go, and I'll pipe in.
All right. First and foremost, invest in real estate.
Word.
It sounds cliche. It sounds corny. It sounds like every freaking TikTok video out there.
Right.
But statistically, going back decades, homeowners are 70 plus more times, 70 plus more times wealthy than non-homeowners. So I'm not talking about go develop apartment complexes, own 10 rental properties. Yes, you can do all those things. What I'm starting with is buy your damn house. Mm. Buy a home, live in it, take care of it, obtain a home loan to purchase it, and then over time pay it down as it appreciates in value. Mm. Okay, that is how you will create generational wealth.
Why don't more people start there? Because you would think
it's a daunting experience. It's like to many people, they look at it like Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, maybe it's the mindset's not right. Mm-hmm. You know, they're being mental midgets, and they just don't know what it takes to get into a mm-hmm. home loan. Like, they don't understand that you can obtain a home loan by only putting 3 to 3.5% down. In a market like we're in, you can actually get the seller to cover your closing cost. Yeah. They don't understand that there's loan products out there that offer 100% financing. Like, I work for a lender. We do VA loans for veterans. We do USDA loans for people who are eligible. We have down payment assistance programs. We have this product called the Wealth Builder. All of those would allow somebody to purchase a home mm-hmm. with little to no money out of their pocket. Right? Or they feel like the mindset is, oh my gosh, it's a big risk. And we learned yesterday, in fact, it was in Neil's presentation, the risk ain't on you.
Yeah.
It's the bank taking the risk. Right, yeah. I mean, look, if life gets sideways on you,
right.
at the end of the day, you can negotiate with your bank to sell that property, even if you have to sell it for less than you owe. Right? Not that we would promote this, but you can do what's called a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Right? Your credit will bounce back after 2 or 3 mm-hmm. years. Worst case, you can do a short sale. Worst case, you made some big mistakes or had some really bad life events and your home goes into foreclosure, there's worse things that could happen.
Yeah.
Right? So home ownership is where it starts. It's getting yourself in a position where you can purchase a home. Even if you have to purchase that home in the beginning and have 1 or 2 roommates that help you cover mm-hmm. the cost of the mortgage. Like, if there's a will, there's a way. Folks, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Get with an accredited, licensed, professional mortgage loan originator in your market. Start putting together a game plan. If you can't buy today, how can you buy tomorrow? Right? So that's step number one. That is probably the easiest. The second step, not understanding how compound interest works and not paying yourself first. Citizens of our country and many other Western civilizations do not fully understand the power of compound interest, right? Compound interest means that over time, my money is doubling every X amount of years. It could be 7 years, it could be 10 years. Somewhere in that realm, mm-hmm. my money's going to double. Why? Because it's earning me somewhere between 7, 9, 11% every year, and then it's growing, right? So if in year one, my $1,000 grew to be $1,100,
mm-hmm.
cool. Well, that's because 10% of $1,000 is 100. Now it's 1,100. But 10% of 1,100
is 11.
It's $110, yeah. right? So you see that compounding effect. And imagine if you start contributing. So it's you started with 1,000, but you put in $100 a month. Plus, it was growing by $110 a year. Over time, it's amazing how much money someone can accumulate just by putting a couple $100 aside every single month into an interest-bearing account. Mm-hmm. Normally, for most of us, that's going to be a 401k or an IRA, right? We are saving long-term for retirement. But if we're not doing it, then we are not taking the proper steps mm-hmm. to create generational wealth. So you'll hear people like me and you say things like, hey, pay yourself first.
Mm.
Well, what does that mean, pay myself first? Well, it means most of us are in direct deposit. So have a certain percentage of your income every month, not going into your checking account, but going to that particular investment account. Now, if it's a 401k, it's super easy because you don't have to do anything besides sign up for your 401k.
Yeah.
And a lot of times your employer is matching. So yep. those compound efforts and those compound effects are exponential because you have an employer match there.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a 401k, you can sign up for an IRA and you can have a certain percentage of your income, let's say 10%. Every month, if you were to earn, I don't know, $2,500 per pay period, so on the 15th and the 30th, because you're making 60 grand a year, you could have $250 come off the top
mm-hmm.
and go straight to your IRA, right? You do that, that means you're saving $5,000 or $500 a month, you're saving $6,000 a year, right? And it's money you don't see.
Right.
So you pay yourself first before you go out and get the new Jordans, before you go get your nails done, before you go and figure out, well, am I going to get an appetizer and drinks, or just drinks, or no drinks and no appetizers, but the treat is I'm going out to dinner tonight, right? Before you get to make those decisions, you're paying yourself first. It's a mindset shift, what I'm getting ready to share with you.
Okay.
Too many of us focus and have been taught to save.
Save it all.
Save, save, save. Why aren't we talking earn, earn, earn? What is wrong with us that we focus on saving versus focus on earning? I'm not saying you don't have to save. Obviously, after you purchase real estate, the next thing you have to do is pay yourself first, but you also have to be focused on earning. What are you doing right now to maximize your time when it comes to your career? And what is that rewarding you in terms of compensation?
Yeah.
Right? If you get an extra $2 an hour times 40 hours a week times 50 weeks out of the year, you just made an extra $4,000 just by getting an extra $2 an hour. That $4,000, even after taxes, maybe $3,200. And let's say you want to reward yourself and you spend $700 of it, X, Y, and Z, you could still take $3,500 and save.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're not currently saving, I would say focus on making $2 more an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a side hustle, right? Maybe you have to work during the holidays at the local.
How dare you, Dustin?
Yeah. But, you know, because you can set these goals.
Yeah.
The mindset also, I think too many times we can't think big enough, or we can't see that vision of what do things look like 20, 30 years down the road. So I think in order to get yourself excited, you have to sit down and play with a compound interest calculator. There's loads of them online. If you Googled compound interest calculator, have fun. Say, I started with $0. I put $3,000 into this particular investment account for 30 years, and it earned me 8%. By the way, all you have to do is fill in the blanks. The calculator does it all for you. And then see how much money you have after 30 years. And then stop and think, well, what if I did $5,000 and not $3,000? What if I earned 10% and not 8%? What if I did it for 35 years and not 30? Have fun with it. And as you have fun with it, you have to trust the system and trust the process. So too many times, because we can't see it, we think it's impossible.
Right.
Right? Because we don't believe in it, we think it's impossible. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's possible. No, it is possible. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of clients that we have learned this from, on top of friends who are financial advisors who have thousands of clients who follow these practices. And I interview these guys. They're my friends. When we go out fishing together or we go to watch football together, you better believe someone like me is asking them questions. You think I just ask questions on the podcast? No, like that's my nature. That's why we do the podcast, because it comes natural to me to be inquisitive. And I pick their brains, right? Knowledge is power. I want to accumulate as much power as I can. So I'm going to hang around with people who do things that I want to do. I want to hang out with people who know things that I want to know, and I'm going to ask them questions. I want to learn from them. So when I ask them these questions, this is the type of feedback that they're giving me about this is what people do right, this is what people do wrong. It's the mindset. So keeping on the mindset thought process, it's the inability to say no to today's urges.
Yeah.
Right? That's where people fail. It is the inability, the lack of effort.
Self-control. I want it now. Give it to me now.
Yes. Yes. Imagine if you just said, I'm not going to stop going out to dinner, but when I go out to dinner, I'm not going to buy appetizers or drinks.
I've been saying that for 13 years. I'm trying to get over that hill today, to this day.
But you know what, John?
Yeah.
At least you're trying.
Yeah.
Like, at least you're, if you're conscious of it, if you're cognizant of it, you can start putting in corrective actions. Write it out. Sit down and do this for you. The next 30 days, every time you go out to eat, especially if it's you and your wife to go out to eat, maybe just start there. The times that you and your wife go out to eat together, just tally up what you're spending on drinks and what you're spending on appetizers.
I single-handedly keep Prado open in Winter Park because I go there 3 times a week. I'm ashamed.
With her?
Don't by myself.
Okay, no, yeah, but what if you went there just for the meal?
Yeah.
And then my point being is, what if you saved that money? Because I'm not trying to strip you of going to Prada. I want you to go to Prada. Right? That's your jam. That's your spot. You like it. What I'm trying to do is save you $100 a week.
Right.
times 52 weeks out of the year.
Yep.
And give you an extra $5,000 that you now can pay yourself and see how that $5,000 compounds.
Exactly.
Right? Because you can make a Negroni at home.
I can, but they're not as good because they have the giant square ice cubes.
You, John, for your birthday, when's your birthday, John?
January. I'm not telling people.
Okay, so in January.
Aquarius.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and purchase you one of those ice trays.
I did, and I bought it, and I used it once, Dustin, now it's collecting dust. It's just, I know. It's just easier because then you have to wash the dishes. It's just, that's the whole thing. I'm learning, though.
All right. So, when we're talking about generational wealth,
right,
purchase real estate, your own real estate. I'm not trying to teach you right now. We have plenty of episodes where we talk about house hacking.
Yeah.
We've done episodes where we've brought on, whether it's Cameron Moore, whether it was John O'Leary, like we've brought on people to talk about investing in real estate as a profession or as a way to amass masses amounts of wealth.
Yeah.
But let's just start with a place for you to live in that you own, that you only had to come out of pocket 10, 15 grand, that you can afford that payment, that asset's going up in value as you pay down the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's talk about, we've talked about paying yourself first. And we've also talked about the different mindset changes that need to transpire.
Yep.
I would tell, start there. Literally start there. Focus on earning, pay yourself first, and purchase real estate. If you've already purchased real estate, you're already paying yourself first, and your sole focus is on earning over savings. Again, we're not saying don't save, but earnings over savings. You are on the right track. Once you've dominated that, now we can maybe discuss next level, right? Next level would be, how do you purchase a second property? How do you purchase an income producing property? How do you go from investing in a 401k and an IRA? Now I want to invest in stocks or mutual funds, right? Because 401ks and IRAs are long-term.
Long play.
You're not touching that money until you're 59 and a half to 67 or 70 years old.
Damn.
It's a long play.
Yeah.
But long plays also allow you to take the most risk. Because if I'm 42 or 43 and I don't need that money until I'm 62 or 63, I have 20 years. I can invest it on the riskier side of things, because whether my money goes down by 20% or up by 20%, I'm not touching it for two decades.
Yeah.
So, but if I start saving now in 20 years, how much money will I have? And then I ask myself, what if I started saving at 22 and not 42?
Mm-hmm.
And then I start figuring out those, even if it was only $1,000 or $2,000 a year at 22 versus $6,000 or $8,000 at 42.
Are you teaching like Jackson or your kids that? Like,
oh, yes.
That's a good point about generational wealth too. You have to like educate. It's good to educate the next. I don't want to steal your thunder, but you have to educate the next generation about it, because otherwise they'll just be ignorant when they get older.
Correct. You have to pay it forward, but you first have to learn it yourself.
Right.
You have to practice it yourself, and then it's on you to pay it forward. That's one of the ideas of this podcast is, yes, if we can change one or two lives per episode, hey, you and I are doing a good thing.
1% better.
If you and I can change one or two lives and they can go teach that each to two or three people, okay, now we're knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
Right now, one episode, 30 minutes of our time, directly impacted two, but indirectly impacted six.
Right.
And when those six go out and teach two more, now we're at an extra 12.
That's compounding.
That is how compound interest works. So yes. So I would leave it on this. What are you doing to educate yourself? What books are you reading? What podcasts are you listening to? What seminars are you attending? Right? Where is your mindset? And more importantly, what are you practicing? Right? Because in order to truly create generational wealth, yes, you do have to teach the next generation so that when they do get your money, they don't screw it up.
When is too, do you think there's a certain like age that's too young? Like, hey, when is a good point to really start educating your kids on finances?
It's never too young. No, I think you have to understand your audience, right? You have to teach it at a 4-year-old level or an 8-year-old level or a 12-year-old level or a 17-year-old level. But no, I think you make it a part of the daily conversation. You talk about ROI. I started it with my son when he wanted a lemonade stand. That was natural. Hey, he's a kid. I want to have a lemonade stand. Cool. At that point, we talked about cost of goods, right? Well, how much do we have to pay in order to buy the sugar and buy the lemons, buy the squeezer, buy the cups? We had to buy a piece of cardboard. We had to buy the markers.
Yeah.
And then how many cups do we have to sell? And then not only how many cups do we have to sell, but at what price are we going to sell them? Mm-hmm. And how are people going to know about your lemonade stand? Should we possibly put some time and effort to marketing and sales? Mm-hmm. So he door knocked the neighborhood the night before.
Oh, wow.
Let people know about his lemonade stand, let them know which house it was going to be held. And then he knew he had to charge $1 a cup. He couldn't afford 25 cents a cup.
Yeah.
But I said, if you're going to charge $1, your quality of product needs to be good. So we talked about quality of product. That's when he was like 6 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's at that point when they start getting money for birthdays, right? When they're real young, they get money for birthdays. You just put it into a little savings account for them.
Yeah.
But once they're 6 or 8, they start getting money for birthday or money for grandparents gave money for grades or whatever the case may be. At that point, you can start saying, hey, look, you need 10% needs to go into savings. 10% we're going to give to the less fortunate. 10% you're going to give to mommy and daddy because we're the IRS taxing authority.
Right. Yeah, right.
And you're left with 70%.
Right?
Hey, that 70%, you can do with it what you want because you've already paid yourself. You've already given back to the less fortunate, and you already paid Uncle Sam.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't think there's ever, but again, if you don't know it yourself, if you don't practice it yourself, then what good does it, then like, you know,
right.
You can't really change people's lives, including your own family.
Right.
So that was the gist of what I wanted to cover today.
Nice.
I don't want to go, we could go for hours on end where we start talking about, you know, level up here and level up there. Nah, let's get this down pat.
Nice.
Once folks get this down pat, once you tune back in, we'll have other episodes that are going to be geared towards that next level.
Yeah.
Or check out the content we have on the website.
For sure.
Yeah, you may find some next level shit up on the website.
Oh, you will.
That is our goal.
Yeah.
Follow us on social, right? John and I are going to get better with our reels. We're going to get better with our stories, and we're going to keep on pushing out content like this.
Big facts.
Yeah. So if you like what we're doing and you tuned in for the first time, thank you.
Word.
If you're a longtime listener, longtime viewer, thank you.
Yeah, real talk.
That's all the time we have for you today. His name is John Coleman. My name is Dustin Owen. We look forward to catching you in the next episode.